Does anybody know this is a hard question. Does anybody know who is the number one important character in Sefer Daniel? Actually, the truth is, it's not Daniel. Who is the most important character? Individual. Eov's not going to play. He's not going to be in Sefer Daniel. Good try, though. What's that? Cory Booker? No. Who said that? Well, I'm sorry. Koresh. He's going to play. He's more Sefer Ezra is going to be a big person. What's that? Belshazzar is going to be a big person. Who's the most important? What's that? His friends are not Zechariah and Malachi. That was last year's Tanakh Kola. They're going to be some people that we know from our Slichos. Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Why do we know them from Slichos? Mishana, Vilchani, Mishael, and Azariah.
They're in the oven.
Right, in the oven, right. Huyaneinu. That's correct. Right? And what do we say also? Does Daniel mention the Slichos? Gov Harayos. What does Gov Harayos mean?
The lion.
The lion. Right. We're going to be doing the story of Daniel the lion, then, that you've been hearing since you're a little kid. Okay. So who's the most important player in Sefer Daniel?
Daniel.
No. Hashem. Yeah, there we go. He knows. It's Hashem. That's correct. Someone's correct. Okay, and who's the second most important? Is Daniel. Who's the third most important? Nebuchadnezzar, right? Who's Nebuchadnezzar? Do we like Nebuchadnezzar? Do we not like Nebuchadnezzar? Who here, raise your hand if you like Nebuchadnezzar? You don't like Nebuchadnezzar. Failing. Right? You don't like Nebuchadnezzar. By the way, does anybody know where you can find artifacts from Nebuchadnezzar till this very day?
Iraq.
Lots of them. They originally were in Iraq, but they were stolen from Iraq and they're housed where? What does anybody know? That's right. British Museum. What is the British Museum? It's in Britain. That's right. It's the world's largest collection of stolen artifacts. That's right. And I remember when I was there with my wife a couple of years ago, and it's unbelievable. They have artifacts from Nebuchadnezzar, from Titus, from Sancheirev, and from Antiochus. You know, I said to my wife, "Oh my goodness, all your favorite Rishayim. You know, they got you got stuff here from everybody. It's good. It's all right. I guess you got to be there. All right. So okay." So, all right, so Nebuchadnezzar is the third one. Nebuchadnezzar is who? He's the king of Babel. What mistake did I make to call him? I called him the king of Babel. He's the emperor, that's right, because he conquered an empire. Who did he conquer from, anybody know?
Assyrians.
The Assyrians, that's right. And how do we call the Assyrians?
Ashur.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's Ashur. That's how you know. It's a song. One of my rabbis once said you should make the whole Torah into a song, and this way we'll know the whole Torah by heart, because everything is a song. That's true, so we do that. It would take a long time, but you know. That's true, lightning is a song. It is a song. Atam kisulachem zashirazaz. The Torah is called a song. That's true. That is true. Marikoi. Okay. So Nebuchadnezzar. So let's see on this list. Now this is a little bit funny over here. I have how many nations do I have listed people from? I have people from. Do I have any Jewish kings listed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Successful Jewish kings? No. So. Who are the Jewish kings that I have listed here that are players? Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin. What are they? What were they distinguished by? They're known by what?
Your failure.
Not listening to Yirmiyahu. That's right. And what song would be my song for Yehoyachin and what?
Failing.
Exactly. Yes. And the Babylonians. And the Babylonians conquered them. Which Babylonians conquered them? You guys don't know the Y-10 and Y-8 ways yet. I got you. We'll get there, all right? Now, a lot of important things. Right, Nebuchadnezzar, that's correct. Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Nebuchadnezzar is from Babel, from Babylon. And, okay, good. So there were two stages in the Churban I have already had there. The first where he conquered. How many times did Nebuchadnezzar conquer us?
Twice.
Actually, three times, but yeah. We didn't learn our lesson. We kept on trying to rebel. Okay, and then let's take a look over here. Okay, then we had the Jewish kings. Which other kings are we talking about on this list? You have Babylon, right? Zedekiah is another Jewish king. Another one that did really well. Okay, one second. We didn't get up to the Persians yet. One second. So now, we're going to talk about, we have on the list Jewish kings, Babylonian kings. Who are the Babylonian kings that we need to know about besides Nebuchadnezzar? Anybody know? Who's going to be a big player over here? Belshazzar. What's going to happen to Belshazzar?
He's the last emperor of Babylon.
Belshazzar is the last emperor of Babylon. That's right.
Isn't
he
Daniel
is.
Referred to as Belshazzar?
I'm sorry?
Isn't Daniel
also is known as Belshazzar?
Once he gets his position.
Yeah. That's correct. You're going to see that in the first parak. That's right. Okay? So you have Belshazzar was the last emperor. That's right. Correct. And, does he have a good ending?
He died.
Yeah, that's right. Well, everyone on this list died. Right?
That's
yeah, but did he die a peaceful death? Or did he die... the handwriting on the wall. That's right. That's correct.
His guard
killed him?
Like,
whatever is, he was killed. By his own guards? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He told him to kill anyone, even if they claimed they were the king.
Don't hire that security service. What I did. All right, that's right. Failing. Terrible security. Okay, exactly. Now, does anybody know who the king is? If you learn Gemara Megillah, you'd know that. Who's the king between Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar?
Amar Malek, something like that.
Anybody know?
It was like 2 years or something. It was like, wasn't there a king right after Nebuchadnezzar for like a year? It was like Amar Malek, who was quickly disposed.
Okay, I have some off the record I could tell you. I could discuss that. It doesn't appear in the Tanakh, though. But in the Tanakh, you have Evil Merodach. Works out well, because in English you translate the Kol Torah, we write Evil Merodach. You know, Evil, and then in E-V-I-L comes at Evil. Evil Merodach. Okay, good. All right, so who conquered the Babylonian Empire? Okay. So you understand. So, and which country is Babylon today?
Iraq.
Does anybody know? Right. And what is Persia today? Iran. So Iran and Iraq were fighting each other, right? Are we surprised in the 1980s that Iran and Iraq had a war for 10 years?
No.
No, because what? How long have they been fighting each other? Thousands of years, right. It's nothing new. Okay, good. So, all right. Who is the first Persian emperor that's mentioned in Sefer Daniel?
Dariush.
Is this Darius that everybody knows in the history books?
No.
This is somebody else. This is he's called Darius the Mede. Dariush Hamadai. This is not the Persian Dariush. The Persian Darius that you know about. Okay, that you hear about in history. And then Dariush Hamadi. And by the way, if you would look in the history books for Darius the Mede, will you find a Darius the Mede in the history books?
No.
You will not find them in the history
Cyrus
books. That's right.
Founded
their home. Yeah. So correct. But we have in Sefer Daniel Darius the Mede. Who he is in the non-Jewish accounts? Okay, that's a kasha we're not going to deal with today. Just to be aware of that. Who is Darius the Mede? Who is he succeeded by? He's succeeded by Koresh, by Cyrus. Is he in the history books?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Is
that very much so.
Melch-Paras.
What's that? He was Melch Paras. That's right. He was the one that allowed us to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Right. We talked about that last year in St. Reza. Does anybody know which U.S. president would introduce themselves? I'm not kidding with this one. Anybody know which U.S. president would which U.S. president would introduce himself to Jewish audiences as Cyrus?
Truman.
Why do you say that?
Because he brought them back to Israel.
He was there in 1948.
Right, he was the one that recognized Israel, pushed the UN to establish Israel. Yeah. So he got Cyrus. He's going to play over here. And who are the Persians conquered by? Who are the So we have Jews. Jewish kings didn't do so well. Jewish kings, Babylonian kings. We have Persian kings, and then who? And then who do we have? Greeks. Alexander J. Great. I remember in elementary school, one of my teachers asked me. We had our homework or something about Alexander the Great.
Alexander T. Great.
Oh, there we go. My elementary school teacher asked me tell me something about Alexander the Great. And we had a homework assignment that I didn't do. See what I said?
It wasn't so great.
It was great.
It was great. And go over to
Failing.
Failing, yeah. That's why I repeat the 8th grade 3 times. All right. That's a little made up story there, but all right. And now, does anybody know? Alexander the Great. Besides that, he was great. He took over the Persian Empire, and he died old or young?
Young. Age of 32.
32? From India. Yeah.
Of the
India.
The storms.
Storms?
Yeah, what's it called?
The storm died in a storm?
No. What were the storms? The storms and the.
He was killed by pirates?
No, that was.
What?
What's his name?
He got sick and died.
He got West Nile virus, which is why ravens were dying at his feet. Ravens are very susceptible to it.
Okay. There we have it. We have it from Avram Khan. Avram Khan. A good friend, Avram Khan. Yosef, is that right?
He got West Nile virus.
He's got West Nile virus. I think that's what he got. Okay. All right. So, guys, what's the lesson you learned from that? Don't go anywhere near where? The West Nile. Okay. The East Nile, not the West Nile. What's that, terrorist?
Don't be a terrorist.
Don't go near terrorists. That's another good safety tip, right? Okay. Yeah. By the way, does anybody know what very important lesson do you learn from the story of Abraham being thrown into the Kibshon HaEsh? And then remember, Lot was thrown into the Kibshon HaEsh, into the cauldron of fire? That what? And Daniel, was Daniel thrown into the kitchen? Fanny Michon said that, right.
That's what it is.
What's the most important lesson you're going to learn from Sefer Daniel? Don't go anywhere near what? A lion's den. It's just not healthy. Okay. All right. Next. Okay. So the Greek Empire divides into how many sections?
Four.
Okay. Hold on. 1 second. Does this make any sense? And then we're talking about here the Greeks. And who conquers the Greek Empire? The Romans. Right? And then the Romans take over Eretz Yisrael, and then who takes over the control of Eretz Yisrael? The Arabs. Now hold on 1 second. Can anybody tell me, this is really weird. Why in tarnation, I don't get this. Why did I put, 1 second, when did Daniel live? Daniel lived in what years? Right after Chorban Bayis? Rishon. Right? He lived about in the 580s, 570s BCE. Why am I putting stuff about the Greeks, the Persians, the Romans? Didn't they live? Those are a lot later. Why am I bringing them into the picture over here? Can anybody take a guess? What are we going to be seeing a lot of in Sefer Daniel? Who agrees with that? Is Daniel a Navi?
Yeah.
No.
Is Daniel a Navi?
No.
He's an interpreter.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay. Was he a Navi? Let me ask you a similar question. He was an interpreter of what? He was an interpreter of dreams. Does that make you a Navi?
No.
Whose Chumash was an interpreter of dreams?
Yosef
at Tzadik. Was Yosef at Tzadik a Navi?
No.
No.
Somewhere in the middle. It's a type of nivua. It's a type of communication from Moshe. That's true. Okay, so therefore we're gonna see that there'll be a lot of nivuas about the four kingdoms. Anybody ever hear that? The Ba'aba Malchios? The four kingdoms. Alexander the Great? Okay. All right. So this is what we're going to do. What I'd like you to do is as follows. Let's skip. All right, so we got this little bit of an intro. We're going to be talking. There's a very, very interesting sefer, a lot of nevuot, and we're going to start with not shiur number one on Perek Aleph, but rather shiur number two. We're not going to talk about that first little piece. Let's do shiur number two. In the meantime, go through Chavrusa, and I have to make another handout. Yes. So that's on the bottom of page one. And let's start with, let's see if you can learn Perek Aleph. and go and see if you can get what's the big problem, the huge halachic problem that you could pose on the behavior of Daniel and his buddies. All right, so let's take a look in Parak Aleph, and we'll make more. Okay, guys, you can take that. Turn it off.